Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Maybe the Mavericks can be the next to give, the Mavericks weren't. Maybe it's the Cowboys that can be the next to give us some sweet emotions here in DFW sports land.
That was good.
Man, that's like that Ray Liotta meme.
Yes.
Wow.
That was, yeah.
You're in your bag.
At 877-881-1053. Definitely a rebuilding year, right? I do feel like, you know, maybe as we take the temperature of Cowboys Nation here heading into the summer and then training camp right around the corner. I mean, you can't really tell looking at the stars. The top 100 released by Pete Prisco, we have six guys in here. Micah Parsons leads the Cowboys with 9. CD at 21st here in the top 100. You have Dak at 49. Tank at 55. I thought your guy Pete Prisco might have put Tank a little bit high there at 55.
He loves him some Tank, though.
Hey, well-rounded end.
He does.
I like Tank as well.
Yeah, he watches the tape right there, Pete.
Yeah. Tyler Smith at 75 and Zach Martin at 94. So you have six guys inside the top 100. Maybe not a lot at the top. Like, I would rather have my quarterback inside the top five than much anything else on this list. But Dak's sitting there at 49. What do you think about that idea, though? As far as being contenders, the Cowboys have been that. I think for almost all of Dak's career at this point in the offseason, we've thought, okay, things just got to fall their way. I think this offseason feels a lot different for me, and I'm kind of going into that mode where we're building towards the future this year more than trying to take advantage of an opportunity. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, look, they certainly are banking on some organic growth from within, right? I mean, they're like, hey, we drafted some guys. You have not panned out yet. Now is your time. I think that they feel as though they have been going forward and been all in the last few years with the moves like, hey, we're going to trade for Jonathan Hankins midseason. We're going to trade for Gilmore. We're going to trade for Cooks. And that has not gotten us past the divisional round. So this offseason, we're taking the time. We're going to eat this cap space right now. We'll see if they ever actually end up being good with the cap. But yeah, I mean, you could look at it that way. Is I don't know if it's rebuilding, but they certainly haven't necessarily been super aggressive outside of Eric Kendricks being signed, which was not an expensive contract in free agency. So yeah, I think that it's like, guys, if you want to go out there and perform, go and do it. But we believe that we have a talented enough roster, and it's now on you to go ahead and put forth that effort to kick us through that challenge to get to the NFC Championship game. And I don't know if that's going to happen. It's tough to ask Dak Prescott to do less with more.
I like the 6-8-2.
More with less.
Rebuilding. Yeah, rebuilding the trophy case to fit Lombardi number 6.
Wow.
That's holding the line. That must be the Mavs fan that thought they were still winning it down 3-0.
That's weed. That's weed.
What do you think, Brian? You have a pretty good objective opinion on these things usually.
Yeah, usually.
Sometimes you homer it up.
I homered it up on that Celtics series for sure. The thing is that...
Not cool, man. Too soon.
What was that?
Too soon.
That was weird, bro.
No, I didn't homer it up on that, right?
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Oh. You ain't got to bring it up and spike the ball again, you know what I mean?
You know what?
In I mean, Celtics
I felt that, didn't I?
I felt challenged.
Idiots.
I felt challenged, so I had to remind the challenger that I was...
Don't challenge me.
Yeah. I'm impressed. You've turned over a new leaf.
Yeah.
After picking the Cowboys against the 49ers, maybe I'd lost hope in you.
I think we all, I mean, to me, there's certain things that you do in these games, like when you pick these teams, and you're like, I don't want to meet the wrath of the fan. I don't care anymore.
Nice.
When did that change for you?
I think after picking San Francisco, or actually picking Dallas to beat San Francisco.
The regular season game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not answering your question here, but the picking Colorado, you're not right about it. You know, picking Colorado over the Stars.
Right.
You know, you're thinking, oh, well, this team is better. I remember, you know, all the stuff that went into this. Boston's just a better team.
Yeah.
You know, they just were.
And you knew that.
I felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that.
That's right.
That's what I felt. But anyway, to answer your Cowboys question, I'm probably 50. I'm over 51% now thinking that Dak Prescott's not going to play here in 2025.
Wow.
That's where I'm at right now.
51-49.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
I don't think they're. I think that they're going to move on from this.
You don't think they have a genuine fear of their inability to correctly identify a quarterback, like Dak falls in their lap.
Yeah, they're taking a big chance here on Trey Lance. They're going to figure this thing out about Trey Lance. And if Trey Lance doesn't look good enough in this summer, I could see them drafting, just go ahead and moving on from both guys and drafting a quarterback in 2025.
Mm. To me, that's terrifying, but it's also very exciting.
It's exciting. I wish it was maybe a better quarterback class that we were looking ahead to. Maybe that can change. Maybe somebody emerges.
Well, you're probably not going to be bad enough to be in a position to take a great one, but maybe you could in 2026. Like, cap hell still applies to 2025, and I think that might be part of why Brian's right here, that they're moving on from Dak, just because their books are in a total disaster.
And it is. I mean, they would just have to be willing to have a 4-win season. You know, and right now they just that's the one thing they haven't wanted to do.
Dak is not going to allow them to have a 4-1 season.
Agreed.
So they're going to be in a mode where they're somewhere probably picking. They don't win the division. You get 9 wins. We played the game. We had them 9-8 as a show.
Yeah,
We had them as 9-8. And so to me, if you feel that way and they don't win the division and they don't get in the playoffs, then they're probably picking somewhere 13, 14, 15, right around there. You know, so is that a good enough spot to grab you a quarterback? Are you going to be aggressive enough to go up? Would you consider now trading Micah Parsons to go up and try and get your quarterback?
If we're going full rebuild, I would love that. You know, I think that's way through.
He's
either with a quarterback on a rookie deal or you know, with such a loaded team from draft picks, or you take the next Mahomes. If you don't have the next Mahomes, I think you should be in the rookie quarterback game. Like the agents and the players have crushed the owners with the scarcity, right? Mm-hmm. And forced them into paying for guys that really have no hope of carrying a flawed roster. That's all you get once you pay a guy is a flawed roster. Like barely Pro Bowlers, sometimes Pro Bowlers. You're keeping your fingers crossed and hoping that guy can go toe-to-toe with a Patrick Mahomes. It just ain't going to happen.
Yeah,
and this guy is even more in his prime now. Even if you could get through the NFC, you can have no shot against, you know, Mahomes, or maybe Burrow's that player, maybe Stroud's becoming that player. And I want to be in the game of trying to find that next guy. 469, yes, let's tank it up. 469, Cowboys over under 10.5, definitely taking the under. Gavin, the biggest free agent the Cowboys signed was Mike Zimmer. I know, I'm with you. You know, you don't have to convince me. I'm sort of apathetic about what's coming up with this football team this season. I'm not having the same sort of excitement as training camp is coming up. Obviously, I'm looking forward to being out there in California. I'm looking forward to the Cowboys playing football. But as far as my sports excitement right now, it's the Rangers. You know, we got to get this Rangers turned around. And I'm stoked about what CY is going to do here at the trade deadline. Because he's not going to sit around and watch bad production happening with sort of a hole at first base and center field and just take a pass on that opportunity. He's going to go out there and find somebody with the resources they have that can get the job done, turn this thing around. That's where my sports excitement is. My sports excitement is back on the Mavs and Stars. I'm more excited about their training camps that are like freaking 5 months away, 4 months away.
Yeah, Mavs 3.5.
Yeah, right around the corner now.
Yeah, and you should be. I mean, honestly, those teams have given you reason to be way more excited and optimistic.
We got to run, Nation. When we return, it's an addition to the finest, Chief. What's in store today?
Football's Golden Bachelor, an update on him, tight end you, and perhaps a little guessing game for you boys next year in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.